389. Distracted? Distraction. I'm glad you're reading this email, but how often are you checking email compulsively just to avoid the real work? Beware the dopamine distraction. Value creation asks for your concentrated attention. Yeah, this is a thing in our culture where people are, because they're anxious and they're procrastinating on the real work, they have maybe subconscious beliefs about their ability to create value, etc. And so we go towards the external world to distract us. With dopamine, we get a quick hit and we might even feel like we're being productive by emailing. And you might be being productive, but compared to what? Email is a tool. Everything's a tool in this world, right? Not everything, but email is one of many tools in this world. And so how are you using the tool? Are you aware? Are you conscious? Or is it taking you over and you're turning towards it to feel busy because you want it, you're avoiding the pain of something deeper, or you just don't want to put in the effort of slower productivity, as Cal Newport calls it, of something more sustained, something more high leverage, something more valuable, to build that video pitch, to build that project that might take a few hours to do or a few days? How do you be conscious in your relationship to email? Cal Newport has a book called A World Without Email. It's worth checking out. That came out this year. And it's just bringing more and more digital consciousness. So look, I run an email newsletter, so I'm not against email. I'm for conscious integration, conscious intentional use of email. Supercharge Your Career in a Shit Economy is our live event coming up October 19th, 20th, totally free. You can bulletproof your job hunt and career. I'm going to sit down with some amazing people like Taylor Pearson, who wrote The End of Jobs back in 2015 or so, talking about becoming that entrepreneur. And no matter if you're owning a company or you're working for someone, you're really just an entrepreneur no matter what. You're trading value. You're becoming the CEO of Me Incorporated, right? That's what we're talking about here. So this is the mindset. This is the new paradigm for the 21st century. You want to be in this mindset, especially in this economic situation, which if you're not aware, this is a pretty, the most wild economy that I've ever been in my life and many people. It's just uncertain. Really uncertain, a lot of factors. So if you're not aware of economics, go learn economics from people like Isaac Morehouse podcast back in his early episodes, Tom Woods Show podcast. Check out Economics in One Lesson, a book. There's a lot going on economically that might give you some anxiety or worry. So the way to counteract that is say, what's my sphere of control? Well, your sphere of control is to sign up for this event, Supercharge Your Career in a Shit Economy. It's superchargecareer.com, superchargecareer.com. Sign up for free. Check out some of those talks. Built-in tech topics. Built-in has a huge library of articles on all things tech. You can learn about data science, AI, job interviews, 3D printing, product management, way more. Roll up them sleeves and go learn on your own. It's builtin.com/tech-topics. Lots of good stuff in there. And now we have an article, How to Start Your Design Career in Tech, Hint No Coding Needed. This is an article I wrote for our partner, Av Academy. And a quote from the article, only just backtrack a second. If you haven't heard about Av Academy, this is UX, UI design career launch program, break into tech, starting from scratch. And I give a full overview of this in this post on careerhackers.com. And one thing I noted by talking to Maka, the founder of Av Academy, she said, that one student in her late 50s joined the program. So a quote from this article, I say, one student at Av Academy was in her late 50s and didn't know how to use the copy-paste function on a computer. She went through their foundations course and before long was designing strains in Figma and prototypes in InVision. Quote from Maka, I get goosebumps thinking about how she went from learning copy-paste to finishing our course. Yeah, it's beautiful because I got goosebumps too talking to Maka about this. And this is on the podcast from a couple weeks ago where I interviewed Maka. And it's just like incredible, the power of curiosity and creativity, that no matter what age you are, you can always learn. The neuroplasticity, it's beautiful. So go to avacademy.com/careerhackers. Links in the show notes. Learn more about them. Quote of the day. People often ask me what they can do to be more successful. I say disconnect, even just for a few hours. Unplug, turn off your phone and Wi-Fi. Focus, write, practice, create. That's what's rare and valuable these days. Derek Sivers. Yep, The focus in today's world is super skill. Create boundaries over your own attention. Hard these days. You are still in the driver's seat and you're still not obligated to do anything. You don't have to check that phone. 11 a.m. where I am, I haven't checked my phone all day. I haven't checked my text messages, that is. Because I go as late in the day as possible to check my text messages because I'm aware of how that can distract me and pull me in new directions. So maybe that's not practical to you, but how can you create some boundaries where some hours of the day you're off that thing? Instead of saying, I'm going to invest my attention in this new deep way, right? So, all right. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you listening to this podcast. I know you're a devoted fan of the Daily Job Hunt. If you're listening to the podcast also, if you're not getting the email, then sign up for the email, careerhackers.com. That's today's show. Talk to you next time. Cheers.